Life podcast. We truly hope you'll be inspired and challenged today. Now, let's dive into this message with the family at Pleasant Ridge.
Mike got a hold of Alan and I a couple days ago and said that he would not be able to speak, he didn't think, because of his voice and throat and all of that. So I volunteered to speak this morning. But if you find any errors, like for example, the font is way too small, I didn't have time to double check everything and go through it. So I can see right now that, can anybody back there? Oh, we don't even have it up here. Okay, so we really haven't checked it all out. So I told Mike and Alan, I said, I got some old sermons I can go through and find something. So I'm looking through this list, and I hit a title. I thought, oh, yeah, I kind of remember that. And I went and scanned through, this is 2003, so I scanned through paper copies of this sermon, and I found an illustration I used, and it was amazing that just a few days ago, I was on my computer and saw a video of that story that I'll use later. And I'm not a big Reels or YouTube watcher on my computer, and I don't even know how I got to that one. But I saw that 3 or 4 days ago, and then I'm looking from this sermon 25 years ago, I see the same story. And I thought, okay, maybe that's a reason to choose this. And I was kind of thinking about this one anyway, but maybe that was a little confirmation from God that this was a sermon that we could look at today, and it's something that's not easy. Anyway, don't worry about that yet, okay? I don't know how to close it, so there's nothing up there. So we have the first slide. Have you ever heard of a sport called running a vertical mile? Only crazy people. This is where they run up stairs in a skyscraper, up and down, up until they've run 5,280 feet. And as I understand, you have to do a skyscraper, like the Empire State Building is 1,200 feet tall. So you have to go up and down it, and the down does not count. Only the up counts. Crazy. Well, today our sermon is going to be moving up, progressing, steps, growing in our Christian life. Another way, have you ever been in a musty old cellar? Any of your grandparents have the old farmhouse with the dirt floor and cobwebs in your face, and you kind of get rid of them, and stinks down there. You know, in our spiritual lives, one picture we could have is we all start off in the cellar, in the cobwebs, the damp, the dusty, the smelly, and God takes us out of there, but doesn't take us to heaven. He puts us on a process, a set of stairs to go through in this life, and eventually someday we get to go to heaven. That's kind of a summary of these verses we're in. We're in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to 11. So we are going to look at three factors concerning our spiritual lives that we need to remember. This is kind of an overview, big view of where we're at in our spiritual lives and what they look like. We need to remember that God has given us all we need. We need to add to our faith. Now that might be we'll get to that statement. We need to add to our faith. And God will accept us into eternity. So if you want to try to remember today's sermon, you just got to remember three words to get the outline. All, add, acceptance. Three A words. All, add, acceptance. That's what we'll be covering. So I'm going to read this scripture. If you have your Bibles, you can open them to 2 Peter chapter 1, or if you can read that with really good eyesight, how far back can you read it? Raise your hand if you can read it. Oh, well, okay, well, shoot, then you guys are fine. Okay, His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption of the world caused by evil desires. All. God has given us all, everything. Verse 5, for this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But whoever does not have them is nearsighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. For if you do these things, you will never stumble, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So our takeaway today, I'm going to keep it simple. Keep adding. Today in Sunday school, James here had to add 200 foot soldiers, 200 spearmen, and 70 cavalrymen, right? And figure out how many soldiers escorted Paul out of Jerusalem. Keep add in your math. You know, we also add in our savings accounts. We should anyway. Hopefully you're adding to your savings accounts. Some of us men and ladies, we add to our tools. You got to have the latest and greatest. Jonas, you're getting in trouble there. Sorry. Jonas, you have to add to your clothes too. Or how about add to your shoe collection? Add to your mug collection, your coffee mug collection. We must add to our faith, and these verses say to add to your faithfulness, and then it gives us a list of them. So the first factor in these first verses is concerning our spiritual lives is the word all. God has given us all or everything that we need. It says here, His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. I don't know about you, but that seems like almost pie in the sky. Do you feel like you run around with God's divine nature? Do you feel like that you always are holding on to His great promises, that our lives are always godly? It's not, this is what can be, what could be, and what we should shoot for. And there's always God's forgiveness when we fail. But God does not fail. He has given us everything. He's given us all, everything we need for His great and precious promises. I did a little graft. God's all. That's the first point, all. His glory, His goodness, His promises. He's given us everything we need to live our Christian life here on earth. Some of the tools He's given us is His Word. Okay, God's given us all. It's not like He's talking to us directly every day, but He can. He can talk to us through His Word. He can communicate to us as we pray. He can communicate through others or circumstances, but God has given us everything we need to live this Christian life. And we need to make every effort to use the scriptures, to use prayer, and to call on God to help us to climb these steps of our spiritual life towards that divine nature, towards godliness. God has given it all to us. The second part of these verses we want to look at, almost is like an opposite. God's given it all, yet Peter writes here, "For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But whoever does not have them is nearsighted and blind." How many of you wear glasses for nearsightedness? Okay, nearsighted, or some of us might even be blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. The second word is add. Make every effort to add to your faith. We ought to be growing in our Christian life. In this passage of Scripture, you see these action words: make effort, add, eager, make, do, are all through these verses. Our maturity level is affected by the effort we put into it. And I say that, and yet God has done it all for us. But these verses tell us to be growing, to be working, to be concerned and trying to grow more like God in our Christian lives. But He has given us everything we need. So I took these words and I put them in this little chart, and you can see the word add with an arrow, and then below, like a stair step, are these different qualities that we've been given. God is saying we need to add these to our life. So this is not like absolute, it's just kind of a way to visualize. But you notice you start down there in the cellar, corruption. Like I talked about, the musty old cellar that's the awful place. That's where we start. The first step in anybody's Christian life is faith. Belief in the Lord Jesus. If we believe in our hearts that God raised Him from the dead, we will be saved. We need to start there in our Christian life. This whole picture is just a general process. But the first two steps seem to have a little bit more emphasis on our initial belief, our faith and goodness. If you've run across somebody that's been saved maybe out of a rough life, addictions and those things, and they're saved and those things instantly drop away, you can see a goodness in that person right away. Smiles, happiness, freedom. Faith in Jesus gives us freedom from sin and allows a goodness to come into our life. This means a moral excellence or virtue. And you see this in people as they become Christians. Then I'd like to group the next three, knowledge, self-control, and perseverance. As Christians, we ought to developing our spirit and our hearts to be more like Christ. And a part of that is increasing our knowledge, our self-control, and our perseverance. These are words that are right out of the Scripture. Knowledge, self-control, perseverance. We need to gain new knowledge and insight into God's truth that leads to changes in our hearts. Knowledge of the Lord through experience, through His Word, through our relationship with Him, growing in His knowledge, studying the Bible, reading good Christian books, listening to Christian pastors. We need to increase our knowledge. I would challenge you, what new knowledge have you recently gained from God or from others? Where's your knowledge at in the Lord? And then self-control is to implement the things that we've learned. Jesus is a good example of this. When he was crucified, he demonstrated self-control. What did he have the power to do? All you guys are gone. But he didn't. He knew what the Lord's plan was, and Jesus demonstrated self-control, relying on God, and doing what God had called him to do. And that can be very challenging to us, to demonstrate self-control when life gets hard, there's lots of pressures, there is lots of concerns in our life. Can we still do the right thing? That is self-control. Perseverance. It's required to continue living in your current knowledge of God. Sometimes life gets hard. John was mentioning some of the things of going on in people's lives here. Sometimes life is good and easy. Sometimes it gets hard. And we have to persevere. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. Here's my illustration from a long, long time ago. Have you ever heard of the baseball player Kurt Gibson? How old are you if you've heard? Many years ago, this is actually in the 1988 World Series, Kurt Gibson was a good batter, but he was hurt, and his knees were bad. He could hardly swing the bat. He could hardly run. And in the first game of the World Series that year, the score was 3-2 in favor of the Yankees. And so, what was his name? La Rosa, the manager, sent Dodger manager, had one more good batter, Tommy Davis, good home run hitter, sent him to the plate. Well, the A's knew that after him, the only batter they had left, only batters, was a guy that wasn't any good, and then Kurt Gibson, who could hardly walk, let alone bat or run. So they decided to walk the good batter that was at the plate. Let's get rid of him, and then they'll send up this weak batter that we feel our pitcher can strike out. There's two outs. They're down by a run. The game would be over. Well, little did they know that in this idea of perseverance, carrying on, even when it's really hard, Kurt Gibson sent a word out to his manager and said, I think I can hit. I think I can hit. And so if you want to look up the video, all you video people, YouTube people, he could hardly walk to the plate. And then he goes there and two strikes, it's full count. He looks terribly awkward swinging. But on a full count pitch, he somehow gets his bat on the ball and hits a home run. So the guy walked, and him, two-run homer, they win the game with two outs, full count, in the bottom of the ninth in the World Series. And it's an exciting story, but the key to remember is he was hurting. They said if he hit a single to the right fielder, they'd probably throw him out at first base because he was so slow with his bad knee, he couldn't get to first base before the outfielder could throw him out. But he did it. He hit a home run. When you feel like my knees are hurting, I'm wore out, my emotions are drained, I don't have anything left, I can't do it, God. This is too much, too hard. Hang in there and persevere. Persevere. That's a hard one for all of us in our Christian life, because it's so easy to say, I need to take a couple days off here. You know, I'm done trying to live as a Christian. And we honestly get to that place sometime. It's so hard. But God has all that we need, if you look back into the first part, everything we need to face that thing. Whatever it is that's just dragging us down, and it's so hard to persevere and keep at it. Remember, we can do it through God's help. Persevere in whatever you're facing right now. Complete the task that Jesus has given you. The third group of these qualities here are godliness. I put up here kindness because different people, I noticed in my scripture, translates it differently, but godliness, kindness, and love. This group has to do more with our relationships with each other. We need to have a right relationship with God who gives us everything we need, and then we need to show godliness, kindness, and love to each other in our Christian fellowship. Kindness is having an affection for others. It's actually that Greek word Philadelphia, brotherly love, brotherly kindness, mutual respect. That's what the word is. And then the other word, the last word for love, is just the all-encompassing love that we can have. So we are to add. What step do you feel like you're on? What step is in front of you of these words that's really hard for you? What is a challenge in your life, in your knowledge, in your self-control, your perseverance, your kindness, your love with another person, with others? God has given us everything we need to continue on this. So make every effort to add these things to your life. And it's very important. In verse 8 it says, "For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, you will keep from being ineffective and unproductive." Increasing measure means this isn't like you made it all at once. This is a process throughout your Christian life where God's working on us to conform us to His image. It's not something that we can just happens instantly. So, increasing measure, and they will keep us from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you feel ineffective, maybe it's because of one of these things that you need to work on to do better at. But whoever does not have them, all of these things listed here, whoever does not have them is nearsighted and blind. It'd be a pretty hard state to be living, go from being able to see to go blind. Your life would change tremendously. But that's what happens on a spiritual level when you aren't implementing these things in your life and you're not making every effort to increase your faith, to add them to your faith, that whoever does not have them is nearsighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sin. Don't ever forget that if you're a Christian, God saved you. You might hit downs, you might hit mountaintops, but in all of that, God has saved you. Never forget that you have been cleansed by His blood if you've asked Him to forgive you of your sins. Never forget that. And finally, so all, God's given it all, add, we need to be adding these things to our Christian life. Acceptance. God gives us a rich welcome. "Therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to conform your calling and election, confirm your calling and election. For if you do these things, you will never stumble, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Think about the most welcoming person you've ever met in your life. They just made you feel at home. They made you feel wonderful. They made you feel good. 1,000 times more than that will be our welcome by Jesus Himself into heaven. He will give us a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom. Putting these pictures I've had together, we all start our life in the cellar. We're down at the bottom. We're corrupted. This verse is telling corrupt. And when we ask Jesus to forgive us, we take that first step of faith. We are now a believer. Jesus has cleansed us from our past sins. They're gone. And in this life, we are to make every effort to add these qualities to our life. And again, I would ask, is there a quality that, oh, that's kind of a hard one for me? That's one I need to work on. If God's talking to you about one of those, make every effort to add those things through prayer and His Word and help from others. And in the end, then, when we die, that's the straight arrow at the end. the acceptance and welcome that we have. All of you have probably lost someone in your life that you know is a Christian, a friend, parents, whatever. That's them right now. They're done with the adding to make all this effort. That's over. Boom. They are accepted into the eternal kingdom by Jesus Christ himself. And that's what we have to look forward to. Make that that acceptance your motivation to keep working on your on those things that we have that none of us like to admit we do have them in our lives, but we keep working on them. We keep working on them. And God has given us all that we need through his glory and goodness and his promises. So, if you had to pick a step on that little steps going up, that's you, the one that you would be, where would you draw a little stick figure if you said, this is the step I need to work on? Little exercise there. What is one that maybe you would say, God, help me to do this. Help me to be better at this. And don't take this message as discouragement, like, yeah, I always mess up there. I can't. I like what a friend of mine said, a psychologist. He said, ask yourself this question. When you're facing something, you need, you know you struggle, what would better look like? Not what the finished product is and how far I fail, but just today, tomorrow, what would better look like to help you in that area? What would better look like? Do that thing. What would better look like to keep adding to your faith all these qualities that we're supposed to have? So it's a challenge in our life. Don't give up. God's given you all. Keep adding, and then remember that final arrow going up to acceptance by Jesus Christ himself when we come to the end of our life here. I like the 10,000 reasons, you know, when my heart, my something is failing, I think, yeah, someday we're going to get to that place where we know the end is near, but we can still be confident Jesus will take us to heaven. Let's pray.
If you're interested in more information about our church or knowing the peace that Jesus gives, visit our website at lifeattheridge.church.